Ladies and gentlemen, the first day of voluntary OTAs is in the books. And of course, we have a couple of storylines, like the Joey Bosa injury, like the James Cook absence from day one of voluntary OTAs, which I suppose is not really much of a surprise to anybody. But some good news, we had some standouts today at practice. And something I feel like we should all talk about, because this is truly our first taste of football. No, it's not training camp where pads are on and we really get to see how the team is looking. But from 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s, we get a good understanding of basically how the pass game is going, right? Like, we have heard a lot of reports on specific wide receivers showing out, a couple of running backs many of us have all but forgotten that are on this roster that have made plays, what some of our DBs are looking like. So on today's episode, I wanted to go through all of the storylines, speak on them, and then also identify some of the standouts that I have found right over all of the Bills beat reporters who were there in person, and then open up the floor to any conversation and a Q&A segment, as you know, right? Like, normally my episodes are 15 to 20 minutes of me yapping slash talking, and the remainder of the episode is where I turn to my live chat, my live audience, and I answer and or react to any of their statements and take. So do me a favor, guys, smash that like button for me. It's the easiest way to show love. And also subscribe to the channel and turn on those bell notifications so you never miss an opportunity to rock with me live. All right. Biggest storyline to come out, or at least two storylines, was the Joey Bosa incident and then also James Cook. Let's start off with Joey Bosa. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty frustrated about this, but I feel like I'm more frustrated right in the sense that I thought that we would be getting a different Joey Bosa. Leading up into practice, we had Sean McDermott hit the podium, and he ultimately ended up saying, yeah, Bosa, he suffered a calf injury last week where there was no team exercises whatsoever. Like, maybe he did it at the Bills facility, who knows? And he is likely not going to be available until training camp. Now, I feel like hindsight, I shouldn't be too worried about this. He is a veteran. Like, have all the faith in the world that he's going to be able to grasp the playbook. I'm sure he's learning this defense like the back of his hand. But damn, dude, what a terrible sign. Especially coming from a guy who has not played a full season since 2021, right? Now, it's funny because when you look at his contracts, like, once you end up removing Von Miller from this roster and replacing a Joey Bosa contract, in and of itself, it really just looks like a $3 million contract once you replace the two. And I would probably call myself delusional if I thought that Joey Bosa would be able to give us a full 17 games, including playoff production, in 2025. Does it suck that he's going to be missing some very important reps during voluntary OTAs? Absolutely. But you have to be careful with injuries like this. My good friend Richie, all right, from Roundtable Sports, he pointed something out to me today on Fourth and Forever, which really stood out, right? Typically, calf injuries, a lot of the times, that is the ugly cousin of a torn Achilles or an Achilles injury. So if we really want to get the most out of Bosa, a player who we know has a very difficult time avoiding injuries in the first place, have to be careful. And him missing reps in shorts and t-shirts, not necessarily as impactful as if he was a rookie that was trying to get his chops and needs as many reps as humanly possible. He's a vet, right? And what I think that we need him for is actual padded practice, which is not going to start running until about halfway through training camp in the first place. So does it suck? Yes. Would I say this is a giant meme? 110%. However, that was storyline number one. Bosa, an edge rusher. He got injured right before they had any sort of team activity. It just goes to show you how Billsy this entire offseason is for the most part. It's funny because we saw Ogunjobi, we saw Hoyt out there practicing. It's great that they're getting their reps. I'm still frustrated that they are going to be suspended for 6 games out of this season. Is what it is, of course. But what can you do? Next storyline, something I'm sure all of you are chopping at the bit to discuss, James Cook, right? I said it on my earlier stream today. I said, folks, If I'm a gambling man, James Cook is not going to be in attendance for the first day of OTAs. I am going to extend my prediction here, and I'm going to double down on this. I genuinely believe that James Cook will not be at any single voluntary OTA, and here's my hot take. I don't think that he's going to be at mandatory minicamp, which is really going to be the story. Really going to be the story based off of his contract. I'd say fiasco, right? Now, we've talked about James Cook over and over and over again, and I always like pointing this out, right? Because when it comes into contracts, he earned $5 million due to be paid to him this year in 2025. And that is entirely contingent on him playing from weeks one through week 18. I just don't think that it would behoove him, and I don't think that it would benefit him in the slightest for holding out into the season, especially since I'm sure that he would like to find a team next year during free agency or perhaps the Buffalo Bills to get him a contract similar to what he was looking for toward the beginning of said season. So him going an entire season without earning a dime of money that he earned by hitting his escalators, and then also trying to convince a team that he's worth $15 million per year after sitting out an entire season of football, unlikely. And I think that he knows that. So I do think that he's not going to be present during mandatory minicamp. And then when training camp comes around, I think that he will show up. And don't completely hold out the possibility of Brandon Bean and this organization finding some money to give him a long-term deal. Maybe not somewhere near a 15 mil per, but something that is laden with a bunch of contractual guarantees that is going to make him happy. It is voluntary workouts, and some people would say, oh, let's just relax. It's only voluntary. Where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Like, he's clearly upset with the Buffalo Bills organization about not getting the deal that he was looking for, especially as he watched several of his teammates get deals. So I believe those two are indeed so related, right? I feel like you would be delusional and or naive if you could really look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, like, James Cook not showing up to OTAs today is not related to his contract issue whatsoever, right? Like, let's not be naive here. But we'll see. We indeed will see from James Cook. Now, like, what I wanted to do is not base this stream entirely off of drama. I do feel like we need to discuss a bit of standouts of players that really made a name for themselves today, and then some other observations that I think Bills fans should be excited about. And I feel like today was a big offense show, right? Like, of course, don't get me wrong, and there was a couple of plays from the defense that stood out, but a lot of things to be thrilled, especially when it comes into the pass catchers. From what I have heard and from what I have seen, so the highlight play of the day was a one-handed catch by Dalton Kincaid. And let me tell you what, man, I honestly think that Dalton Kincaid probably gets the most hate out of any skill position player that we have on this squad right now, right? Largely due to last season, right? He was playing through an injury for the vast majority of it. And as we have already acknowledged on this show, him and Josh Allen just had a massive chemistry issue. Like, when it came on target throws, Dalton Kincaid last year had the worst metric. So as much as I love our MVP, and trust me, I damn do, and he deserved that MVP last year, and Josh Allen, him and Dalton Kincaid had terrible chemistry, and a lot of his lack of production, even before his injury, I would probably end up putting on Josh Allen. But when I'm hearing that Dalton Kincaid goes out there and he makes a highlight-worthy catch, and granted it's shorts and t-shirt, right? I'm probably getting ahead of myself. I feel like that's a good sign, because talk about how much we need a Dalton Kincaid type production. If Dalton Kincaid can go out there and be a top five tight end in receiving and skill position metrics, like right in line with some of the other top tight ends right in the NFL, watch out for this team. Like, we would end up making our historical 2024 offense look like absolutely nothing if he can just live up to the potential that we all saw when we drafted him, or even a slight improvement from his rookie season. So the fact that he was able to, you know, roll down with a one-handed catch, solid signs that him and Josh Allen's chemistry maybe it was just an anomaly from 2024. So I absolutely, absolutely love to see that. As far as other playmakers, we saw Frank Gore Jr. So running back that I think a lot of us always forget is still on this roster. Technically, he ended up making a play right into the end zone in the pass catching drills. And then Elijah Moore, man, sounds like that Elijah Moore and Josh Allen are slowly but surely starting to establish the chemistry that we need. Per Sal Capaccio, he went out there and he said that him and Josh Allen ended up connecting several times for massive yards. We need a wide receiver like this, right? Like, we have been pounding the table that we need a guy that has specific traits, that is a speedster on the outside and create that sort of vertical separation and be that extra wide receiver in our toolbox that Josh can play with. And that was a facet of our wide receiving room that we did not have last year. So that is certainly encouraging. It definitely is. So shout out Elijah Moore. Shout out Dalton Kincaid. Biggest standouts we have seen thus far. As far as defense, from what I have seen, and so the only play that sounds like stood out from 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s was Taylor Rapp and Dorian Williams with a pass breakup, especially since it sounds like a lot of the plays were right in the middle of the field by itself. I'd say pretty quiet, like still some plays here and there, but one thing that's unrelated, and I got to tell you this, guys, like me watching Trey White just run his drills of the videos all over X as we speak right now warms my heart. It really does. And it's not even so much nostalgia, because I feel like one of the common sins of Bills fans is that they fall in love with nostalgia, right? It doesn't matter, say that the player played 5 or 6 years ago, he's washed, he's well, you know, past his prime right within the NFL. I typically like to stay away. However, based off of what I have seen from Trey White today, right on these clips, he's looking wildly athletic. He's not looking like he's favoring one side of where his knee was injured in the past. He's looking comfortable out there. And it's funny because when you compare some of the other cornerback free agents that we were all hoping we would sign, Trey White, when compared to those names, had a longer consecutive time frame of him being healthy. Last year, he played a full healthy season, right? He started off with the LA Rams where he struggled a little bit, and he was probably ramping up from his injury that he suffered from the year before, so I'll give him a break there. But when he came to Baltimore, and mind you, many Ravens fans wanted to re-sign him based off of the plays that he was able to make. His tape was solid in Baltimore. And no, I'm not saying that I want Tre'Davious White to be CB2, right? But what I want Tre'Davious White to be is the next man on the depth chart. So God forbid that Christian Benford misses a couple of games here and there, right? Or God forbid that Max Harrison is not really picking up as fast as we hope that he would. This guy is quality depth, right? Based off of what I have seen from his tape in Baltimore last year, and based off of the fact that I'm just watching him go out there and play football comfortably, I feel a hell of a lot more confident if we needed somebody to step in, like right in place of an injury, like during an AFC championship game or during a playoff game or maybe during like a 3-game stretch right during the regular season. Look, I feel confident. And so I don't need a Tre'Davious White from 2020 or 2019. What I need is the 2025 Tre'Davious White to stay healthy and just close the gap in talent difference from the first guy on the depth chart all the way to the second guy on the depth chart. So that was largely encouraging to see. So first day of OTAs is in the books. Please sound off and let me know, right, folks? Like, what was the biggest standout for you? Now we are transitioning over into my Q&A segment. Folks, in case you're new to my Q&A segment, it goes like this. In order for me to easily pick out questions and statements that you want me to react to, please label them appropriately. So with each and every single question, please label it with a Q. And for each and every single statement, please label it with a statement or an S. So that way I could easily pick it out. I'm just trying to make sure that I give a quality experience to anybody that is catching the replay of this episode and or with anybody that is listening on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. So start filling in your questions and or statements We are going to get to that shortly. I do need to remind everybody, in case that you missed it earlier today, but as you know, me and the boys from Roundtable Sports are coming to Buffalo, folks, all right, for a Roundtable Sports event. We have purchased 30-plus tickets to the Caesar Sportsbook Lounge, where you will be able to sit with myself and TD Finstalk, Rico and Zbot from Buffalo Fanatics, and you're also getting access to Southern Tier Brewing for a meet and greet and a live show the night before. Like, just take a look at these seats. Best seats in the house, and say that you're only planning on going to one Bills game this year. Why not rip it off with a damn bang? Because we definitely ended up pulling out all of the damn stops. Now, last time I checked, let me just double check real fast. There are only three tickets left. Three tickets are left for this game. We started off with 30. I am absolutely mind blown that we have sold this many already. We just announced it last week. So say, for example, you want to get your spot, folks. All right, do me a favor. Find this website real fast. I'm going to go on ahead and put it at the top of my chat real fast, so y'all can go on ahead and lock in if you want to lock in. And I mean, let's get it. And so I've been talking to Rico, and I have been talking right to my boy Zbot, and we are so excited. And so to bring Roundtable Sports, the AFC East Roundtable, right to Buffalo, New York, it's been a long time coming. So if you guys are interested, I'm going to go on ahead and put this right over here. I'm going to go ahead and put this tickets. Bang. All right, so go on ahead and lock down your ticket. Say, for example, that you are interested in coming to this event, and we will see you there. And then also, say, for example, that y'all just wanted to meet us. We are also working on a tailgate-only package. I'm still negotiating with the company. It will be sold separately. However, it's going to be a hell of a damn time. And that's largely going to be a bit more unlimited. It's going to be a hell of a lot more than just 35 people, which makes it happens. So we will see. We have Jared H has come in, $5. How do I watch these clips? What I would do, Jared, is I would go on X, and what I would do is I would follow all of the beat reporters around Buffalo, because they actually have access right to said practice, and that's where you find these clips. There's several of them, especially with Josh Allen throwing. It's mostly just exercises for defensive tackles, like nothing crazy from 7-on-7s, but that's typically your go-to when it comes into this. So shout out to everybody that has joined in, guys. Smash that like button. Let's talk some business. Walking in faith with Jacob Spears. Question, are you going to any training camps? So I'm not planning on going to any training camps. I am hopefully going to send one of our Roundtable Sports representatives there, though, with media credentials. Hopefully. I need to go on ahead and I need to sort of work that out. But I will not be at training camp. Midnight. And do you think James Cook is acting like Stephon Diggs? Midnight. Not necessarily. So I feel like that is kind of a hard comparison, because so with Diggs, he went on like some media tour, right? So he was going out there and like he was like posting a bunch of nonsense on X. He was hopping on podcasts being like, oh, I have no idea why we didn't win, et cetera, et cetera. So he's at least keeping it close to the vest. And plus, like, so when you look at James Cook, he's still going to charity events. Like, I feel like it was just like last week. And so it was just last week where like he was at like some school or something like that, and he was handing out something for charity. So I'm not going to compare the two here. And it's interesting because like when it comes into players, man, like I definitely like have like a big piece of empathy for them, because how players act in the NFL, it's the exact same way that anybody acts in any sort of workplace, right? Say, for example, that you have similar production to somebody and there is a massive pay gap. You are going to want more money, right? Like you are going to want a raise. It's just how it is. It's no different from any other profession on the face of the planet. Like this guy like has like no loyalty to this city whatsoever. And that's like a common misconception I feel like fans typically like have. And so they're like, oh, like they should just be thankful. And so the Buffalo Bills have him on this team. It's not the case. So how often several of us look at jobs as just a job. So we're just like, oh yeah, whatever. It's just a job. That's exactly what every single player on this team feels about the Buffalo Bills. And so it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's true. right? And so they have zero, and so faith or slash zero loyalty, and so to any city. Like, really, at the end of the day, what they're trying to do is just take where their career can take them the most and be as aspirational as possible, like, with their own said career. So it's no different from the regular professional world. It's not. So I never get mad at players for wanting a contract. I don't. We have Los Angeles Limited. What do you expect from the secondary with all of these youngsters? I really hope passing on Will Johnson won't haunt us. We have Los Angeles Limited coming in. And listen, man, I appreciate the question. I sincerely do. So I think it's optimistic, man. I really, really do. Because the number one issue with the secondary last year was a significant drop-off from our starters right into our depth. And I think that we improved significantly in the depth side of things, right? So you have Christian Benford, who in my opinion is going to be a top five CB this year. He was already top three when it came into DVOA preventing separation last year, so he's on the up and up. Have Taron Johnson, who's one of the best slot corners in the NFL, and CB2 is likely something we had, and so to address, right? So we ended up going with Max Harrison because in my opinion, I feel like his injury was less scary. From what I've understood about Will Johnson, his knee injury or his knee sort of history was so concerning so that many doctors weren't concerned that he wasn't going to be able to play this year, but like he was like an injury or two or a tweak away from like ending his career entirely. So I'm not particularly sad that we ended up passing on a lot, right? Like some people wanted Siobhan Revell, and so I can tell you that I was certainly one of them. But as far as what Max Harrison brings to the table, as far as speed, and he is his own corner, like he's going to be able to run side by side with the fastest wide receivers in the NFL. His first test is going to be against Tyreek. Second test will probably be against Xavier Worthy and any other speedster that he goes up against. And he's familiar with zone, so it works out. Still quality depth in Trey White and still quality depth right within Dane Jackson, say that he makes his team, or maybe it's Dorian Strong. I don't know. But so I do feel very comfortable with this cornerback depth room. I really, really do. And it's going to be tough to make the squad, right? It's going to be between Dane Jackson and Dorian Strong on who makes this roster. That is going to be the competition I feel like all of us need to watch. I would like to know, Dan, how long does it take for a player to recover from a calf injury because of the Bosa news? It's tough to say, man, right? However, something to point out is when it comes into a calf it. And so when it comes into a calf injury, more often times than not, it's the prerequisite right to an Achilles injury, right? So you have to be careful with it. I don't want to estimate when he comes back. Say that it was up to me. Just put him on the shelf until August. So right when we're doing training camp or toward the end of July. That's where I'm at. That is where I'm at here. Let me see. What's up, Andrew? We have Andrew from over the pond here, mate. What's your gut on Mr. Cook? Will he, won't the Dan? If he doesn't, who realistically could be a solid replacement? Cheers. First off, Andrew, what is going on, my friend? Good evening to you. So it's sort of an easy take for me. Like, number one, he's due $5 million this year. And the only way that he makes $5 million is if he plays weeks 1 through 18 and even into the playoffs. He earned that $5 million by hitting escalators right within his rookie contract. That $5 million is double all of the money that he has made in his NFL career ever. And he's only going to get it, say that he plays on this team, right? And then number two, right? He's not going to sit out for the season. Because not only would he not get paid a dime, right? He is also removing himself from football for an entire year. And by that point, he would be 27 years old, and he would have to convince a team, right in free agency, that he wants $15 million a year and completely did not play a single snap of football for over 365 days. Highly doubt that that is going to be right on point for an NFL organization to take a risk. So I think that he's going to play. So I do think that he's going to miss and the rest of voluntary OTAs. And I do think that he's going to skip out a mandatory minicamp and scare people. But my best guess is that he'll probably end up showing like midway through training camp. Say that I was a gambling man. As far as replacements, I honestly feel really good about Ray Davis and stepping in. And so I feel good about Ty Johnson just being that third down guy. And then, yeah, I mean, we will see. But have no fear. I know that James Cook's going to be here. Will, what's up, Will? What's good, Dan? Keep doing your thing. Wesley from the Bronx. Will, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. So I hope you're enjoying your day. Go Bills, my friend. Go Bills to my boy, Will. What's going on? We got Dustin. And did you see any pics or vids of Coleman? And did it look like he put on some muscle? So I did see a couple videos of Coleman, but like he wasn't like just doing one-on-ones. It was just like receiving drills. And I wasn't paying attention on the physique, but I will certainly report back. The W. Is there any way that you can put a Bills helmet on Bob? Let's see. Let's see. Until his head's too big, unfortunately, bro. His head's too big. His head is too big, unfortunately. Let's get into Billy 716. My prediction is Elijah Moore will make this roster, and by the end of the season, we will be pounding the table for being to re-sign Moore to a contract. And so I got to tell you what, man, he was one of the biggest standouts today. So him and Josh Allen establishing chemistry this early is a very encouraging time. I'm feeling pretty damn good about it. Mic check, any updated photos of Kincaid? So I'll tell you what about Kincaid, my friend. Let me go on ahead and double check and see if there is any photos of the guy. I did hear that Dalton Kincaid, right? Like he had the highlight play of the practice with a one-handed catch. So dude just needs to stay healthy, man. That's just where we're at. Ruben 562 flying out to Buffalo from the LBC for week one versus Baltimore. What restaurants have the best wings pizza in Buffalo? LOL. We have Ruben chat. Help out my boy Ruben, man. But like say that you were to ask me. And so the easy answer is Bar Bill, and it's probably correct. It's probably the best. So wings in the city. But so my favorite wings, are 9/11 Tavern. It's right in South Buffalo. It's my favorite. It's cash only, though. It's cash only over there, so keep that in mind. And pizza, for me, man, I love Bocce. And so I love Bocce Club pizza. It's solid. And same thing with Picasso, solid za there. I feel like you can't go wrong with Lenova as well. And so pizza, like right in Buffalo, just hits regardless. It's hard for me to find a place that's bad. And so Imperial is very good too. So shout out to Imperial. I mean, dude, just go ahead and take your choosing, brother. Just take your choosing, man. Solid stuff. And Gabe's Gate is good too, Phil. And 9/11 Tavern fries go crazy. Yes, they do. My Life Real 716. Since Bosa's hurt, and do you think we could bring Vaughn back on a vet minimum? I feel like we'd probably stay away from that. And so hopefully Bosa's injury is not too significant where he's only going to be missing right up until July, right? Banged Up Bills posted a picture of Kincaid, and he has a compression sleeve on his leg. Not a big deal. Perfect. Perfect, my friend. Sounds good. Thanks, Ruben. Enjoy. Enjoy some Buffalo food. And there's the two-story pizza place in downtown Buffalo. That's good. I forgot the name. Yeah, Bocce Club in Lenova. Has worried. Okay, we have Josh Allen MVP is coming in with a question. And it said, how worried are you about Joey Bosa? So I feel like the team is doing the right thing with Bosa right now. Because again, like oftentimes a calf injury. So it's a prerequisite right to an Achilles tear. And that's something I would like to avoid. So the fact that Buffalo has already put like a timetable on him and said training camp is going to have to be it. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good with it. Joseph is coming in saying, I can't wait to see Max in the preseason. He looks mad fluid and you can easily see the 4.28 speed flash during his breaks. It's that and his recovery speed as well. It's great hands. Like, dude, he is going to be a massive, massive contributor to this squad. Midnight is coming saying, I've been a Bills fan for 5 years and I am a bandwagon. That's all right, man. We welcome you with open arms, my friend. And did you see the clip of Tyreek dissing Bills Mafia? We have Ruben 562. And so I sure did, man. But like, honestly, at the end of the day, and so he's the ghost of Tyreek Hill, right? Like he's no longer the Tyreek Hill that was one of the top receivers in the league anymore, right? And whether or not that's the fault of Tua or whether or not that's the fault of the Miami Dolphins is still remain to be seen. But like, dude's on the Dolphins. So like, he can talk all this shit and like, he can talk as bad as he wants to, but he already knows two L's are coming. Like, he already knows that two L's are coming. But we'll see. Is there a doctor in the house? And so I would like to know, how long does it take for a player to recover from a calf injury? Because, and so I feel like when it comes down to the calf injuries, man, it really just depends on the case and how severe it is. Like, say that Buffalo really wanted him to be out there. Like, he maybe could be ready by like sort of mandatory minicamp, but I feel like, so what they're doing is being careful about it. And we will say, Deion said today that Dalton has more of a step in his walk. He's doing much better this year. Love to hear that. Love to hear that, because we need Dalton to step up. And I have all of the, and so I have all of the optimism in the world that he's going to live up to it. And because honestly, listen, and so I'm not trying to make excuses on Dalton Kincaid, but at the exact same time, he had a lot of things going against him last year. So him and Josh Allen had no chemistry. And for some reason, with Josh, had a hard time finding him as far as giving accurate passes. And he was playing with a pretty significant knee injury all season. So I'm very optimistic that Dalton is going to be able to take the next step. I heard TJ Sanders was cooking. So the thing is, so as much as I like seeing some of these things from, and so our offensive and defensive line, it's tough for me to get excited about. And so, so with those units, right until we get pads on. Soon as when we get pads on, that's when I start getting excited, because you really don't know how the defensive line and offensive line is performing until that area of the game is out there. So, but hey, listen, that's solid. Shout out TJ Sanders. I just got back from weightlifting. What is Joey Bosa's injury? Brantley, what's up, my guy? Dude, I appreciate the weightlifting squad. I really, really do, my friend. So he has a calf injury. And so according to Sean McDermott, he said that he's likely not going to be able to play until training camp, in my opinion. And so I think that this is precautionary, because unfortunately that is a prerequisite to a calf injury. And I don't think Buffalo is trying to take any chances on this, right? I guess he sustained it last week. It's still unclear of whether or not that he sustained it while he was at the Bills facility, or maybe he was doing a workout right on his own. That's a different question. I have faith in Dalton. Yes, he's much more healthy. This will be the year. Yes, Lori. Yes. Speak it into existence. Bill 716. And do you want Harrison to shadow another team's number one wide receiver or be an island and shut down his side of the field if he wins the starting CB2 from Trey? So to be honest with you, man, I would much prefer he shadowed, but I feel like that's still left to be seen whether or not that Babich. Is indeed about it. So I feel like he was made so to be somebody that can run side by side with the speedy wide receivers. I would really like him to travel, but we'll see, right? Because, and so as fast as he is, I'd rather him not be on an island. And so where he's going up against like a DK Metcalf or something like that, or he's going up against like an AJ Brown. And so they're big 50-50 contested catch guy. Like, that's not a matchup that I ideally would like to see. So I would much rather that he traveled with the speedster on the outside and he could just make plays in that category. That's me. Did Keon Coleman do anything today? Colt, he's coming in with a Keon Coleman profile picture, man. I love to see it. I didn't see any reports specifically about a big play. I didn't see any reports about him messing up. I just ended up seeing some video of him running a couple of routes, so with zero coverage. So take that as you will. But all right, folks, that is going to have to do it. And for another edition of the Dom Mafia Report, folks, I do want to remind everybody that I am live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. EST. And since it is OTA week, I will likely be doing an afternoon show to unpack everything that we learned, unpack all of the standouts that came in. So please do me a favor, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and turn on bell notifications if you haven't had an opportunity of doing so already. And tell a friend. Guys, listen, we are so close. I think last time I checked, let me double check where we're at. We are at 42,849 subscribers on YouTube. That's crazy. That's nuts, all right? Like, so close to 43K. My goal is to get to 50,000 before the regular season. I think that we can do that. So say, for example, that you have just been lurking and watching, just certainly consider subscribing to the show and join the family. So I appreciate you guys. I will see you tomorrow morning. Go Bills. And we'll see you next time. Deuces.